Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast as we roll out of October. We are talking about, well, frankly, the rest of our lives. I mean, I'm not exaggerating, am I, Anna? Like, lasting habits. That's the theme that we've been talking about all of October. And I guess for many of us, we're here to lose weight for life. And actually, we're going to chat with someone today who it clearly seems like that is a pattern that is sticking for Alice. Anna, is there anything else you would like to add in this introduction?
Just, I'm excited to get some pearls of wisdom today and find out what the key is to that, like, lasting success, making habits that stick.
Well, pearls, jewels, diamonds, perhaps. Did you see what I did there?
Yes.
Diamond Member of the Year for Slimming World 2023. Hello, Alice Ingwen. How are you? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Claire. Thank you, Anna. Nice to join you.
It's great for you to join us. So let's just look at some of the headlines for people who haven't caught up with the latest Slimming World news. It has been announced in the last month that you are Diamond Member of 2023 for Slimming World. And some of the headlines, you've lost over 8.5 stone. You've kept it off for 6 years. You've dropped 7 or 8 dress sizes. You've done 10 half marathons, 3 marathons, you've joined a running club. I mean, wow, have I got all that right?
You've got it spot on. And it sounds so much, doesn't it?
Yes. There is a fantastic photo of you, which people can read your story on the Slimming World main website. Also in the members area, you have an amazing red pantsuit, I think is what the Northerners or the Americans say, and you're holding up one of your old piece of clothing, which we can see is the 7 or 8 sizes bigger, yes, which is amazing. Yes.
And I'm quite glad I held on to that, because obviously the thing is, when you start sort of going down in your dress sizes, the temptation is just to throw away all your old stuff because you don't want to go back there. I did hang on to that pair of trousers, and it's even for me, to when I brought them out, I thought, my goodness me, I really was that size that many years ago.
Wow.
It sounds like such a transformation from the lady who was in the changing room with all these skirts that are size 20 that didn't fit to the woman you are now, running marathons, feeling so vitalized. I mean, we're meeting you at the kind of, you know, end of the journey, beginning of the new journey. I mean, can you give us some insight into how it feels to have been crowned?
Well, it took me by surprise, let me tell you. I was at my mother-in-law's when I got the call, and I knew I'd been shortlisted. Even to be shortlisted, I thought, oh, this is fantastic. I thought, this won't go any further. And I think it got 2 weeks down the line, and I had gone to my group on a Monday with Tina at 4 o'clock, and she sort of said to me, have you heard anything? And of course, we're saying it in hushed tones because you're not allowed to say anything. And I sort of said, I've not heard anything yet. But then on the next day, when I was at my mother-in-law's, I got a call from Tina, and oh my, I couldn't believe it. I said, are you sure? Is it me? Have I won it? She said, oh yes, and she was so excited. And from there, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience. It really has.
Incredible. I suppose we should actually recap for people who don't know what Diamond Member is. So Diamond Member, Anna, how'd you become a Diamond Member?
So there's Diamond. So when we get to Target, the first year at Target is called Diamond. You get there, you've done a year at Target, and then you have like Diamond 1, 2, 3, so how many years you've been at Target. So Alice, you're just coming up to 6 years at Target. So what we're looking at when we award this title winner is people who have stayed at Target for a really long time. The habits they've created is kind of what we're looking at when they judge the winner. So is it coming up to 6 years, is that right, Alice, or has it hit 6 years?
Yep, it is indeed, yes.
So wow. 6 years maintaining within that Target bubble. So once you hit Target, you have a £3 at the top and a £3 at the bottom. I always like to look at it as a £6 bubble. And you have stayed within that for 6 years. That is incredible. And can I ask you, like, you've been in group. helping you to keep that weight loss maintained? I mean, I remember watching a video about you saying, this is kind of the hardest bit, isn't it? You've done the weight loss and then to keep on top of it. How have you found maintaining it?
Well, I always think it's a two-part journey, because the first goal that people try and attain is obviously the weight loss that they want. However, it is very much that two-part journey, because once you get to your target weight, I wouldn't say it's the hardest part, but you do still have to work at it. But I would say by the time that you've got to your target weight, you're an expert in all things slimming world. You can look at items of food, and not only could you throw them together and create a recipe in your head while you're walking around the supermarket, you have a very good idea of the nutritional impact as well. I mean, I know that I came from just eating microwave meals or ringing up the local Indian or the Chinese, whereas now I can throw things in a pan and create quite a nice meal, to be honest.
And is that something that's changed since you started on your weight loss journey? Is that a whole new discovery?
Definitely. Do you know, one of the first things I remember sort of being taught, if you like, and this is why when you go to group, people think that you can do this on your own, and perhaps some people can, but I would suggest that it's very limited. So when you go to group, you get to share information and you hear things as well. And the first really handy hint that I heard when I went to group was when you got your empty plates and you've maybe got your potatoes or your rice or your pasta, and you might have your protein there, your chicken or whatever it might be, always put the vegetables on your plate first. And that's a really good tip and one that I try to follow, because the vegetables are obviously, very nutritious, and actually they're just the best thing to put on your plate first, and then everything else will follow. So handy hint, no charge for that one. That one was completely free.
Do you know, we often talk about this, Claire and I, that speed free, getting that in on the plate first, because actually it's the thing that is going to fill you up, isn't it, for the least amount of calories. So it's so fascinating, the tips you first get in group, how they stick with you and have transitioned that.
I know. Well, and one of the other ones, if you were feeling hungry, is to have as a snack, was to put grapes in the freezer and then suck on the grapes. And that's a handy hint too.
Yeah. A bit like a boiled sweet. Seriously, if you've not, have you rolled them in jelly crystals, Alice? Because if you haven't rolled them in jelly crystals, you're not a true slimming mob member.
Yeah, no, I've done that.
Claire's looking at us in utter amusement.
No, it's just I didn't put them in a Tupperware. I just put single grapes, and what happens then? They lost within the top shelf. Oh. So I would definitely make that point.
No, they do need to go in a container, Anna. In a container with the crystals on them.
Yeah, maybe with a lid, so there's no rolling, Claire. But I've now got visions of Claire having just like corn fillets and some tofu with grapes just dashed across them.
Yeah, I don't think we want to see in her freezer, to be honest, do we?
No, it's got plenty of speed hidden, and some you probably don't want to eat at all. See, I think what you're kind of talking about, Alice, it really reminded me, like when I joined Slimming World some 9 years ago on my very first journey, I felt like it was an education, because I'd never really been taught how to construct a meal. I wasn't from a family that really did a lot of cooking. We weren't ones for collecting recipe books and cooking together and chopping food and chopping vegetables. And it just didn't really work with our lifestyle. My mum and dad both worked, and me and my brother fended for ourselves using microwaves, as you talk about, really, you know, the meal deals and the ready meals. So when I went to Slimming World, the idea of learning a recipe, you know, from scratch, buying all the ingredients, I didn't even know where things were. I didn't even know where garlic was, you know, in a supermarket. That's the level that I was at. But I think, I suppose the ease, actually, of making really simple things like a curry, like a spag bol, like a lasagna, a sausage pasta bake, just really simple things which you can batch cook and keep you going. It's just so practical. I mean, you know, Slimming World's been talking about recently about, you know, the idea, the effectiveness of its plan to work long term. You know, the plan is backed by science. It's not just someone who's plucking numbers out of thin air saying, if you eat this, you'll be on a calorie deficit. There is real science and research behind this plan. And I suppose a lot of that comes from habits and behaviour change. But from what you're kind of living proof of is this, I suppose, like the maintenance phase, which we are all working towards eventually. It's definitely a phase that I have really struggled with in finding the right target and staying there. I still seem to have kind of yo-yoed and bounced a little bit, if I'm truly honest. And sometimes I don't like to admit that on our podcast. I'm nervous about not being, you know, on it at all times. But the maintenance aspect, I mean, if there is someone who is newly just reached target, what advice would you have for them, bearing in mind Slimming World has, you know, the maintenance support aspect behind the plan too?
Yes, and there is a lot of support out there. Not only is there the group that you may attend, there's the app. And I know a lot of people don't use the apps and things, but there's books, there's magazines. So there's lots of tools out there. But after that, I would say, actually, do you know what? We are only human. And Anna mentioned the 6 pound bubble that we've got. That's quite a good bubble to work within. So if you've recently attained your target weight, just use the information that's in the books and in group, and by then you will have the new way of preparing and cooking and planning should be second nature to you by the time that you've reached your target weight. So believe in yourself. You know what you're doing. You know what recipes you can follow. Just go with it.
You know, you make some really key points there. And I think what's a really important thing for anybody approaching target at target is to recognise that target isn't just about the weight. It's about the psychological place you're in. And I always say to my target members, is your weight on the scales aligning with your mindset? Because actually a number on the scales may not be the right target for you. I know when I first got to target, the weight was so low, psychologically, I couldn't maintain that. And I had to readjust so that I could fit the life I wanted to live happily and healthily with the right mindset. And I think what you said there is about balance and no guilt, because I think where a lot of us struggle is that we feel guilt if it doesn't go quite right, and then we sabotage. Have you ever felt guilt in this process, or is that not a feeling you've had? Because it feels to me like you don't have any, which is lovely.
I have had in the past. But that's where the support that I had sort of brought me back on an even keel. I think we've all done it. We've all stood on those scales and we've expected to see a certain figure, and that figure hasn't appeared. But let's remember, it's not always about numbers. The other tip that I sort of give when it's a new member is to take measurements as well, because they can alter when the scale doesn't always show a loss. It sometimes transpires into your, you know, your waist measurement, your hip measurement or whatever. And that's just as important.
It's how you gauge success, isn't it? And yes. I think that's a really important thing, because the reason you're given that bubble is so that you can live a content life. But I think what I see of so many target members and we hear is we all feel we should be at the bottom and we shouldn't deviate from the very lowest number. I've never met a target member in my, you know, professional life who sat on the same number. We bounce up and down. That's why it's there. And I think that's a really important thing to think about, is target as a whole, not just one number.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. And it's not about numbers. You're quite right. It's about everything. It's about your mindset. It's how you're feeling, you know, day by day. Some days you're up, some days you're down. So just allow for that and be a bit kinder to yourself.
You were talking there about, you know, other than like the numbers, I'm interested to kind of get a sense of how does Diamond membership feel from 1 year to the next? Like, how does, say, year one of being at target feel? Does it feel different, any to different to how does it feel at the moment? Are there waves and changes?
Yeah, it's I can't believe it's been 6 years since I reached my target weight, to be honest. Those years have just flown by. I mean, I've added different strings to my bow, if you like, in terms of the exercise, because I started before I joined Slimming World. I did the Couch to 5K app, which I know some people start with. I was keen to run. I'd always wanted to run. And that's another thing that's quite important, is that as well as the healthy eating journey, that you have some, you know, additional exercise there as well, some additional movement. It doesn't need to be great big things like half marathons or whatever. It can just be, you know, walk with the dog or whatever. But I chose to take up running. I'm now addicted to Lycra. And running is just, it's good for the mind. You just go out. I go first thing in the morning and I just think things through. I might even think through, you know, what I'm going to get at the supermarket, or, you know, what are we going to eat this week? Oh, have I got any fish in the freezer? Oh, I think I saw fish, but I might not see fish.
Well, hang on a sec. You mean you're not going, oh my God, this is hard work. My knees hurt. My ankles hurt. I'm exhausted. Everyone can hear me panting. You're not thinking that?
Oh, I'm a great panter. I always have to apologise when I come up behind somebody. I don't like to scare them, so I wait until I'm past them and then I'll say, oh, morning, sorry if I was panting.
Wow. I mean,
you should have salmon in your freezer. I love that.
What was it about running then? What, so, and had you ever done any running, you know, when you were, you know, many years ago or at school or anything?
No. Oh no, I was the parent. I was so good at, when we had PE at school, I had a way of avoiding it. I mean, we used to run round a field. I would find somewhere to sort of duck out to. Everybody else would be running round the field, and then I'd be sitting behind a shed for 20 minutes, and then I would rejoin the gang. I mean, I was very good at avoiding PE. Then I was too big to do anything like that. But I just had an inner longing to run. And being a wee determined soul that I am at times, that's what I wanted to do when I started to feel a bit better about myself.
And so this has taken you on so many different avenues. Are there any kind of particular highlights you want to pick out with it when it comes to the running?
Well, my favourite one to date is the Disney Princess Half Marathon in Orlando. Not for a PB, because it's not that sort of race, because you, every mile there are different Disney characters. So you run a bit, then you have to wait in the line. Remember, it's not called a queue, it's called a line.
And you're a guest. Yeah.
You are indeed a guest. And you get to get your photograph taken with all the characters at each different mile. So you can imagine how long 13.1 miles actually takes by the time you've waited in the line. But that was a tremendous experience and probably my best one.
Wow.
Well, we'd love to see some photos of that. That is incredible.
Are you sure you want to see a sweaty Minnie Mouse?
I mean, we've seen worse, love.
You've earned it.
Do you know what I'm getting from you, Alice, which is so beautiful, is it seems joyous, and I'm sure it hasn't always been joyous, but it feels like maintaining your weight loss, running, you're having a good time. And I think really that is the key to success. And I meet so many people, and we hear from so many people, who don't enjoy the process, they're just waiting for the outcome. And I think that's what I've learned over the last, over 20 years, is to try and enjoy every second of it. Would you say that's helped you on your journey? And I guess your success is having fun with it.
Definitely. I think people are in a rush to get that weight off, and they'll have they'll have their joining date, and perhaps in their head, and I can't remember if I sort of thought, oh, this might take me 2 years, might take me 3 years. I can't remember if I had that sort of goal in my head, but I suspect that's a very common thing to have. So you've set your own expectation as to when you're going to lose that weight. And that's almost then you think, right, that's the start and that's the finish, and there's actually nothing after that. That's probably not the best way to look at it. Just think, well, it's taken me X number of years to put on this weight. So, you know, if I'm going to lose it 1/2 pound a week, 1.5 pounds a week, that's absolutely fine. And just take it slowly. And trust me, if you do it slowly, like myself, it stays off and it's a much better learning experience.
Which comes back to the, you know, making it effective, it's long lasting, it's backed by science, and it's sustainable. That's the, you know, ultimately what is happening with the plan.
It is. And the hard work's been done for us. There are so many clever people behind Slimming World. The healthy eating plan isn't rocket science. It's just a good balanced diet, and it works. You've just got to stick with it. Just believe in yourself and stick with it.
You know what? You make it all so simple. And that's the, doesn't she? Like, I love this. But I think you what I'm seeing from you is that not sweating the bits that aren't so great, maybe learning from them. And it's that mindset thing, isn't it? That every day is a new start and enjoying what you've created. And I think, you know, like you say about losing it slowly, I think that's when the habits become really, really ingrained. I lost a lot of weight very, very quickly, and I hadn't given myself the chance to change habits. I just was able to restrict really well. And that's why it didn't work for me until I was able to adapt my whole lifestyle. So tell us about your family. How do they feel about the person you've become, what you've created, the meals you're cooking? Are they supportive?
They are. I mean, my favourite thing to cook are curries, which I never used to make. I wouldn't have a clue how to do a curry. Whereas now I sort of know the holy trinity of ginger, garlic. You know, I can put spices into a pan and sort of create my own sort of curry. So I mean, I'm half the person that I used to be. When my husband married me, I was obviously I was bigger and I was dark haired, and now I'm half the person I am, and I've gone blonde. So I mean, who are we? Solly doesn't know who he's married, really.
Wow. And your family eat the food that you cook as well?
Yes, they do. So tonight, actually, my daughter made Slimming World chili. And we've all eaten that. Some of us have rice with it. I had pasta with it. So yeah, it's a family thing. Obviously, when my daughter was at university, it was different. It was just Kevin and I at home. But now that she's back again, it's all three of us eating the same meal. Yep, it's great.
It's lovely that transcends through the family, isn't it? I was just cooking with my little girl tonight, and she just put her hand on me and she went, "Mummy, I just love cooking this healthy food with you." And I was like, I've done something right here, because that was always my dream. And I think it's so nice that you're showing your daughter, who's in her, what, mid-20s, isn't she, you know, and she's doing that. That's such a lovely habit to have created, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only the cat that doesn't join in, which, to be honest, I'm a bit disappointed about. But, you know,
but picking out cat hair is never good when you're trying to eat a chili, is what I felt.
Yeah. Let's not mention furballs. Yes. Okay.
What about your group as well? So you mentioned Tina is your consultant, you know, the support of Tina, and also some of your closer friends in group. Are there any of those that you'd like to maybe mention who've been crucial in helping you get to where you are today?
Well, Tina is... she's just the nicest, most considerate person. She's not, when she comes into group, she's smiling. So it doesn't matter what kind of day Tina's had. As far as she's concerned, she's got her group there and she's there to motivate us. And that's what she does. She's very knowledgeable. And of course, she also is going through her own Slimming World journey. So she's not just standing there and sort of preaching to us. She's also going through the journey, and I think that's really crucial, to be honest. And some of the friends that I've got there, they've been my friends since right back from the start. So I can throw some names out, but Liz and Brian and Rachel, and then on my other side, Carol and Leslie. We've got some of the newer ones on the opposite side that have just started. So it's a lovely crowd of people. It really is. It's a social occasion.
It is very interesting, isn't it? Because when I moved here, where I live now, I didn't really know anyone. And one of the first things that I did was join a Slimming World group. And some of the people that I met in that group, you know, we're still good friends and we still go for coffee. And I really appreciate that, because actually you could be living next to these people for years on the same streets, but you never would have crossed if you hadn't gone through the door in the Slimming World, you know, the Slimming World group. And you see each other in the supermarkets and when you're out on the high street. And it's just nice to have someone acknowledge you. And I think a lot of people who are, you know, looking to start a weight loss journey perhaps have perhaps maybe struggled internally, silently for many years, and to know that there are other people that are having the same thoughts and struggles as you, it's really powerful, isn't it?
It is. And what's been nice about being awarded the Diamond Member is people that, so I was at the local park run, which is another great establishment if you want to just do a bit of running, your local 5K in the park. And obviously, my picture's been in the paper. So it was nice for me that people came up to me and they said, oh, you know, you're really inspirational. And I've been a Slimming World member. I've kind of, you know, fell off a little bit, but having seen you in the paper, I'm going to get back on it again. So, you know, isn't that lovely? It's really nice.
Do you know, it's the most beautiful thing to watch when you're a consultant, to see these friendships forming group and people who've never met before become such beautiful friends and allies and supporters. And that's what we want to do, and that's what we want to create. So I love that you've got that. And by you achieving what you've achieved, you give people hope that they can do that, Alice. So I think that's a real thing to be proud of.
Thank you. Yes. You thing is, you don't realise sort of the impact that you've got. When a new member comes into group and they don't know anything about you. And, you know, Tina would say when she does her round at the start of who's lost what. And I can remember looking at a lady that was on the other side. And Tina said, oh, Alice, yes, lost 8 stone, 9 pounds or whatever. And I just looked at this lady and her jaw just sort of dropped. Oh. And she said to me afterwards, oh, I can't believe that. She said, have you got some pictures of what you looked like before? And I said, well, I probably do have somewhere on my phone. And you just think, yes, you know, you can make a difference. And that's also what I'm trying to do as well. It's been wonderful to be awarded this, but I'm also very aware it's sort of my opportunity to try and make a difference.
Oh, how lovely of you.
Wow. The park road that you just mentioned there, and where you're at with Diamond Member, interesting, isn't it? Because both of those things kind of reward consistency and lasting habit. I recently got my 25 milestone in parkrun. I'm quite new to parkrun. Yeah, I was really, really happy to get that. And I said to my husband Matt, actually, you know, I've been and done random one-off events as well this year, but the 25th milestone for parkrun meant more to me. A bit like, I suppose, a Diamond Member, because it showed that you've been consistently turning up on these Saturdays. I'd made it part of our holidays. You know, I'd be getting up and travelling like an hour and a half to go to a race just so we can get a certain letter, because we were doing alphabets and stuff.
Oh, yes, I have a friend who does that.
Exactly. But it's that, it's rewarding the consistency of the habit, where I'm not saying that anybody can go and run a marathon tomorrow, but there is a sense that it's a one-off and then what? Whereas the idea that we keep coming back and we keep working at these things, it's an ongoing, open-ended journey. I think is really fascinating, that running and the Diamond Member aspect of what you've done, they kind of go hand in hand.
They are, they sort of run parallel, don't they? And if I can say about park runs, you can walk them as well, because there's always a tail walker at park run who's quite happy just to walk with somebody for the 3.1 miles. So that can be done as well. And I don't know.
And you can volunteer. I always say to people, if they're not sure, they can volunteer as a marshal, see what it's all like before they actually start and commit. It's a strange thing, isn't it, when you look back, if you've been doing this a while, and you think, wow, actually, I can do this now. I never thought I'd be able to do this. And it's that kind of like, well, I wonder what else is possible. It's that kind of curiosity that fuels you rather than a space of fear, I suppose, of overwhelm and not really sure where to start.
I think it opens up as soon as you do anything like that. It's what's the next challenge? Oh, I've done 5K. Oh, I wonder if I could work towards 10K. And then that's where it all begins. And next you'll be saying that, you know, you've completed a marathon before you know it.
You heard it again first, people.
I can honestly say I will never be a marathon runner. I've done 10Ks this year. I'd set myself a challenge. My 40th was a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to run 4 10K runs before I turned 40, and I actually ended up doing 6 in 6 weeks.
Well done.
But I was at the end of that, I was like, I'm happy for this to move on to something else now. And actually long distance walking for me, slowing down, being more mindful and conscious, that really allows me to just, I don't know, that's where my zen is. And I think the point of what you're saying is it's just getting out and using this newfound energy. When you shed 8 stone, you've got to have a bucket load more energy, aren't you? And finding out, right, where can I go with this?
Yes, absolutely. There is no limit. But at the same time, it's also okay to set limits and say, actually, do you know what? That's all I want to do. And just carry on with that. That's just as important. It's only because I'm a nutter. That's the only reason.
I'm intrigued, though. What is your why as to why you stay motivated now? Because I imagine your why has changed.
Why? Well, I'm doing this podcast in my bedroom. And actually, do you know what? Just out the corner of my eye, there's a spider on the carpet. So you can just stay there. But one of the motivations is all the dresses, all the clothes that I've got in my wardrobe, which I have lovingly bought. And, you know, I feel good in them. So I'm not going back. You know, I've got racks and racks of clothes. And I just, the health benefits are just enormous. And I've got energy. I can do anything. I've recently taken up swimming to sort of run in parallel with my running. So I'm trying to do that as well. I've just joined a yoga class. Namaste. So just trying to do different things, really.
Incredible. Oh, I love your energy. It's infectious.
Well, we should, you know, probably namaste it so you can go and get that spider. I wouldn't want to be recording a podcast that close to a big spider, but...
I get excited. My neighbour rings me to remove her spiders. So if only you were closer, Alice, I'd come round and get her.
This podcast took a whole different turn.
I can't see it. I don't know where it is, which is more worrying, but...
It'll come across your face in the middle of the night or something. No, I'm joking.
Alice, it's been fantastic. Yeah, to talk to you, and we hope you really get to celebrate this moment for the hard work that you've put in, for the consistency, for the new habits you've built. And you know, you really are an inspiration, and it's great to see that you're really shining.
Thank you Anna, thank you Claire, lovely to talk to you, and I shall continue to shine.
Keep us updated on the spider too, drop us a little email.
Yes, exactly. For you guys who are listening, if you want to see the photos and you want to read more about Alice's amazing transformation, all the details are on swimmingworld.co.uk or in the members area. Search under success stories for Alice and boom, the red trouser suit will jump out at you on your screen. Yeah, and that's all we've got time for this week. We'll be back next week, rolling properly into autumn, November. The dark nights, the clocks have changed, Anna. The big scarves are out, the big coats are out.
Baby crawlies are there to be getting.
Exactly, it's Halloween. That's why there's a spider. Oh my goodness, how did we not think about this? Anyway, have a great week, whatever you get up to, and we will be back very soon. Goodbye.
Bye for now.
Bye.